Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Follow. Does this happen with you ever, where you come across a piece of work and get lost in it and just wonder, how did the creator get to this? Well, that's what this podcast is about. Follow is an initiative started to bridge the gap between the process of creation and the final product. We like to talk about a lot of things on this podcast. We like getting inside the mind of the creator and find out what are things that motivate them every morning to wake up and strive for better, what their habits are like, what their friends are like, how do they approach financials and talking to clients, collaborations, and how do they find a work and personal life balance, and at the same time keep themselves sane and still be chasing something and feeling the need to grow artistically and still keeping yourself satisfied. So yeah, if that's something you're into, then you're in the right place. Come on in. We're your hosts, Jayesh Malani, Karan Kumar, and Nishant Gandhan, and this is Follow.
Once upon a time, when you wanted to make animation, you'd actually have to do your animation on paper, then take cellophane paper.
So is this graphic designer Malika Favre?
Oh yeah.
You think I don't know that?
Wait, it was a much simpler film to begin with.
Yeah.
Much simpler film to begin with.
Anatomy of Tiger, I guess.
We try to get a rough idea of what we're going to be doing for the next at least 3 months.
Stack it on your background and then
like
put
that.
A film camera and expose film frame by frame.
Yeah.
Painted by numbers on the other side. Send your film like to develop, and then it would come back and you missed a frame and you had it. Like.
Yeah. We all have been working together for quite some time now, and like you said, there was.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Follow. On today's episode, we have the whole team of Ghost Animation with us. On the previous episode, we had Upamanyu Bhattacharya from Ghost Animation. And today we are lucky enough to have the whole squad with us.
In case you all are unfamiliar with them, they are set up in Calcutta and they produce some quality 2D animation films which have a really, really interesting narrative and a very different sense of style to their work. And your work ranges from indie to commercial work as well.
So welcome guys. We are very glad that you took time out to like really come here, and it means a lot. I want to start you off with two questions. Why did you start Ghost Animation and how did you start Ghost Animation?
Because we met sometime around, say, in my third year in college, in their second year.
Yeah.
Yes,
2015. And we literally just got together and started working on a project. I think it was my graduation film, and these guys really came and helped me out.
Okay.
Even Upamanyu was there. And I think after that, it just clicked, and we just loved how we, all of us, worked with each other.
Okay.
And after that, like every project, we'd be like, "Arey, tu aaja, kar de yaar, thoda sa, main karta hu na tera bhi, ho jayega, kar lenge." So that continued, and even before that, Upamanyu and me, we both worked on our festival promos, and his film, I helped him out, and then like while my graduation film was happening, he helped me out a lot.
Okay.
So it kept going on,
right.
And after that, we graduated, and then we sort of, the first thing we worked on, all of us together, that was the first time, was one of our festival promos, Chitrakatha, it's a film festival.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first project all of us collectively worked on. It was an experimental animation, where literally every character, every frame was a different character. So all of us sort of pitched in our individual styles, and it was a 30-second short promo. And that was the first time we all came together. And after that, we literally sort of, we were freelancing at that point, and these guys were still in college, I think final year.
Okay.
And after that, we decided to move back to Calcutta and started to sort of figure out, we were freelancing, and then we weren't really happy with that because We wanted to make our own films. That's what we sort of were trained to do throughout college. So we wanted to do that, and we thought, why not them? Let's get them there. So they came one summer, and then we sort of started animating. And
so how many of you are from Calcutta?
It's just the two of us, Upamanyu
yeah.
and me.
So when you all like asked everyone else to come in, like, what was your initial reaction like?
And more than that, like, why you choose a city like Calcutta to set up base?
Multiple reasons. Yeah,
but first of all, like he said, all of us started working together in college. So even after they left, they graduated, they were freelancing in some other city. If they needed some help, we would help them
right.
from college. If we got some freelance, we would get them. Whatever projects were there, we were working together. So even when it came to our graduation films, we decided to do them together.
Right, okay.
And then Calcutta's, these guys were anyway moving back to Calcutta to work on Wade.
Okay.
And we had, for your dip films or your graduation films, if you're doing your own thing, then you can be anywhere and do them. Right.
Right, yeah.
So we thought might as well just go to Calcutta because it's a relatively cheaper city to live in.
Okay.
It's pretty quiet and cozy. And
the food is the best.
Food is nice
and
cheap.
But how do you think how different would things have turned out if you were in a city like Bombay?
I think it'd be very stressful if we were in Bombay.
We tried that.
Trying to
so
figure everything out.
Upi and Kalp were working in Bombay, Ahmedabad for a while.
Okay.
And as I was in second year, we were in second year. Even then also they had brought us to Bombay from like Ahmedabad, say come to Bombay in Chutti.
Huh.
We have projects, we are working together in Bombay.
Okay.
So for a small period of time, it's chill, like Bombay is cool, it's a
yeah,
lot
yeah.
of happening,
mm-hmm.
but you get really tired. It's a really fast life event, I guess.
True, yeah, it is pretty
hard. And Calcutta, as like she mentioned, we earlier never thought ki, like at least for me, because maybe Upamanyu had always had plans ki he wants to get back to the city, even both of them wanted to get back to the city and be there. But for us, like so me and Anwar in our third year just went to Calcutta because Wade was going to start production,
right?
And we were the so in third year we are supposed to do internships in,
okay.
in college ka chutti.
Okay,
so we were like 2D animation करने को मिल रहा है, why go to some other studio जहाँ वो नहीं करने को मिलेगा, rather just animate on a film,
right.
you know, put your hearts on it. So we went there, we lived in Calcutta for 2 months I think that time.
Yes.
And that was chill, so we came back. Never thought कि ऐसे वापस होगा, but then third year हो गया, fourth year आ गया, now we are supposed to do our dips, and so Upi basically sponsored our dips back then.
Dips bole to it's a graduation project.
Yes.
So back then, till 4 years back, you got a diploma, not a degree. So
okay.
your final project was called a diploma project.
Right.
Not a,
okay.
So it became dip film.
Okay.
But now it's called a grad film because it's a graduation.
Cause the course change in the middle.
No, so the
now
it
they
just,
offer
the, yeah, the college
now they
gives
offer
you
we got
a degree.
Got affiliated with the university.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we are still stuck to dip.
Few,
like,
I mean,
it's just the term
yeah,
for it
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just the term.
I guess it's a general
yeah.
design school term because eventually they call it
yeah.
dip.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
same happened
dip
to us also. Midway through college, we
yeah.
got a degree. So
and then we didn't know what to call it. So we just like dip project and then we just yeah.
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 The
new
kids
are all.
Now
they're called GP.
GP feels too cool.
I think the like modern. Like as is the nature with most long-term collaborations, it wasn't like a particular time where you said, okay, now you're going to come to Kolkata and that's going to be your life from now on.
Right.
So like you have to make it work for people once and then they'll leave, then you'll say, do you want to come back for this? They come back for that. Then like, for example, I met up with Shaheen, I remember in Kerala, like at one point and he told, yeah, he was working in Punjab at the time.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was working in Punjab. Then after that I was sitting at home, jobless, then doing some freelancers also, and among the freelancers, one of the things was Wade still happening, and they needed some more animation shots, so those I was sitting at home and doing, then since I was anyway jobless, I was going to Kerala to get driving license and all those things.
And driving
yeah,
license.
And
two-wheeler
license,
it was a big exciting time.
He still doesn't have
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get it? Did you get the driving license?
Yeah,
yeah.
So as soon as I got the license, I went to Kolkata so that I can animate there so that the communication will be easier.
So oh, I've heard so getting a license in Kerala is very difficult.
Oh yeah.
Someone in college
is
told me they had asked.
Is it?
Two-wheeler.
Yeah,
so this guy was telling me he had a two-wheeler exam, whatever, and they put cones on like a slope. And he had to like go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he told me. I don't know if he was bluffing.
Was
and I was like, man, in Bombay, you just have to sit on
no.
the and you they give it to you. That's it.
Exactly. You have to go.
Kick mara so license.
It's a bloody field.
It's a bluff, right?
Yeah. So when Opamani, you sort of talks about like y'all kept coming. So what is this like studio culture that you all were coming back for? What is like what is the sort of thing you would brand as like this is what it's like to work at Ghost Animation?
I don't think that's how it was at the time. It was just ki all of us like working together, so let's just try to be in one space and work together.
Right.
At the time there was no idea ki let's come together and form a company. It just happened so organically and naturally that every time there was a project the go-to people were these. So for a long time, till about 2 years back, that was how the situation was.
Right. And how has it changed now, when you're like officially?
And when did that really happen? Like, was
yeah.
when did you really like
did
officialize
you
it and like now we every project we do is gonna be under Ghost Animation.
So yeah, after three of us graduated and all of us were graduates finally, and we were all in Calcutta and we were all doing commercial projects and after a point. You can't keep taking projects in an individual's name and then sort of be like, ha, tu bhi kaam kar, tu bhi kaam kar, tu bhi kaam kar. So then it just made more sense to, you know, put a name, put a face to this entity that we had and make it more organized. So
for some projects, we did need it to be registered as a company.
As a company.
It helped.
Yeah.
It helped. And so there were many different reasons why it happened, but it just had to happen at the time. And
I think Nikunj also mentioned in one of in his episode that a client would prefer an organization or a company rather than an individual.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was one of the reasons also. So
and,
that it helped.
More than anything, I think once you feel like you own something, like I just think it gets better from there. Like so we're all equal partners in this company. There's no hierarchy or anything like that. And I think that structure, that very collective-like structure kind of just derives from the respect we have for each other's work and opinions.
Nice.
So, like, from the very beginning, like, everyone in this room, like, has a body of work which I absolutely love. So, like, anything they have to say about my work or anything they want to do, like, it's something I listen to.
Right.
So.
And this you've developed over years of work.
Yeah,
So, Isha
said... Before we became officially a Ghost, we were still there. We were still Ghost. We were calling ourselves Ghost. But we just officialized it last year.
So, and the minor details are always up for rediscussing. Like, as in, do we, okay, is this a Ghost project? Is this not a Ghost project?
Okay.
So, at every round, you like, something comes up and we all have to sit in the morning, we discuss it,
so
and then, like.
The thing the thing was that we were really inspired by the collective setup. There are a bunch of collectives in Europe who work in a very, very, their system has zero hierarchy. It's just like everyone does their own thing. They come together, they collaborate on projects, and then they do their own thing as well. And we really like that system.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted to really bring to our work and our work culture. And that's where I think this whole thing started. To you know sort of come together and form something, and then like he said, when you have a tag saying you're a company, then it helps as well. So I think mainly that was the thing.
And that non-hierarchy thing is always gives everyone, each one of us, the freedom to be like to be anything. Like and if I want to go to some place for a month, like in the middle me and Shane suddenly decided to go to Sikkim and do a project. So we were like, let's go, and we just were like, okay, So that's if we were like under someone, then we would be too stressed to take that decision.
Right. So it's flexible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's my decision. I want to do that, and I'll do that. So
I think that's how people work best. Like as in.
Yeah. For sure.
About the identity as Ghost Animation,
That happened when Wade had to be put as a crowdfunding.
That was
captain.
Back in 16. That's
right.
When,
So back then, see, like, Shaheen, I think, was working on something else. Isha was interning somewhere else. It was just, like,
okay.
Yeah, me, Anwar, these guys, Nikunj was with us, and few more juniors. So, 9 of us came to Calcutta, like, because these guys made sure that we had a space to live. As like, because they were from Calcutta, they made sure ki hum log aa rahe hain, aise nahi ki ab Calcutta mein kya kare.
Right.
It was a place put up, like, we were put up in a guest house properly. We had an office space. Hum log ka travel figure out ho gaya tha. So all these things were taken care of. So when you go to a new city, we were welcomed. Like, we know you don't feel lost ki kahan
aaye.
Right. So back then, when Wade was going to start for the crowdfunding campaign, we needed a name as a group.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so
this is a film by, like,
so for, and the collective idea, because these guys introduced us to this thing that, oh, the, in Europe there is this collective, these guys work like this, and we loved that equality sort of a setup.
Mm.
That's the best thing, you know, if somebody is offering you freedom of being your own boss and with your friends you are the boss, who will say no to them?
Mm.
So we always wanted to have a collective together. And just name was supposed to be found, and Nikunj came up with the name in Metro one day, ki Ghost. And we're like, yeah, that's nice. We just stuck to it. Then, so Ghost Collective stayed, I guess, non-registered company, if that matters to, for legal purpose or whatever, for till 17, I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
18?
Till 18.
Beginning
of 18.
Yeah.
So,
till
like,
6th
April 2018, that's
yeah.
when we
oh,
got
our...
Yes. Till we realized that we need to get this legal stuff out of the way,
right,
like our identity and just things, basic things,
right,
that who
right.
are the partners, what are the money comes and taxes, all these things were
yeah.
easier when you're just
yeah.
registered companies.
Yeah.
So y'all have been working together for quite some time now, and like you said, there was...
Wow.
I guess we'll take it from that question. So.
Just a second.
He knows. He
how
knows
did
he
find the bell?
How
did he find the bell?
Feel free to answer whoever wants to. How does one build a long-term sustainable business model as an independent animated studio in India? Whoever wants to take it.
See, long-term ka to pata nahi, we're just 2 years old, I guess. So we'll see.
But do you have a plan
so,
to sort of stick around for a bit?
Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely.
So then, so mainly what has to happen is, again, the long term is made of a lot of short term goals as well.
Sure,
so
yeah.
like, so once you know you can achieve the first short term goal, you can achieve the next one, you can achieve the next one. And mainly because we're so excited about making short films, making, like, let's say, you know, anything to do with animated fiction at all.
Mm.
So everything we do largely centers around the fact that we should be able to continue doing that. So whether that means, for example, whether that means taking up another project, saying that, okay, once that project is done, we will be able to, you know, take funds from that, move it to something else. That's one option. Or for example, what we're doing now is we're looking into, so the first flight tour that's going on,
right.
very experimental, but like, again, it all feeds back to the idea that, like, okay, we should be able to continue.
Right.
So even if it is the idea of taking your films out there, traveling with them, things should come back. So we're looking at merchandising, we're looking at, you know, ticket sales and stuff like that.
Okay.
So like,
so did you have some sort of financial cushion already in place to even execute something like this, like a tour like this that you're sort of going around? How did you fund this, or like, how do you even go about planning this?
Not really. I don't think we had any financial cushion or anything, but whatever, like he said, whatever commercial work we do, that fuels our personal projects or our independent, our in-house projects.
Yeah.
So the same applied to First Flight as well. Whatever we were making from our commercial projects, that sort of, all of that went into funding First Flight.
Nice.
And
so
fueling the logistics.
Again, there the maths there is that, like, okay, you have a certain amount of savings. So therefore, I can afford to buy tickets to this many cities. So if I sell this many tickets in that many cities and sell this much merchandise, then per person we get this much back.
Yeah.
Is that comfortable? And then, you know, it gets better when, for example, in a city you get more venues than you expected, you sell more tickets
right.
than you expected.
Mm.
All that just it just gets better there.
So yeah, this first flight, these four films will be the first time we've put something of like our personal films out. And we're hoping to, after the tour, we're hoping to send it to festivals.
Okay.
And once we sort of, we hope we do well in festivals. And one, if we do, we are hoping to meet people out there, not just in India, but abroad. And we're hoping to meet people out there and we want them to see our films and we want them to sort of, I don't know, pick us up and sort of be a part of a larger production. So we meet directors, we meet producers, we meet filmmakers in these festivals. And that helps us to get larger, better projects.
Right.
When I say projects, I mean animated feature films or short, even short films, which they sort of take. If it's a feature film, there are multiple studios all over the world animating for them. So we'd like Ghost to sort of be a part of that and sort of do a chunk of that animation for a feature film.
Which is happening as well.
Yeah. So
okay.
That is good content.
Okay.
Good money.
And you know, it's other
and
people across the world doing exactly the same things that we love.
Yeah.
So like, we're happy to help.
So we haven't been able to do that in India. And these four films, we're hoping will help us with that.
Right.
So till now, we were sort of hoping, first year we took up a lot of commercial work.
Okay.
Tried to get at a decent level financially. And especially these last 3 months, we haven't taken up anything and we've just like sort of slumming it out and finishing our films. So all that in a way helped us survive.
So has there been any like dark patch where no commercial work has come in and you all have a team of six that I guess ideally as Ghost Animation you all have to also take care of? There hasn't ever been
so far.
We've been quite lucky that way.
I think one good thing is that we don't only rely on projects that come into us as Ghost. We also have a bunch of individual projects going on at all times. So one thing is, yes, luckily we have never had a patch where no project came in at all times. The other part of the answer to your question is at least we try to get a rough idea of what we're going to be doing for the next at least 3 months, if not more.
Okay.
So we know where we are going. Usually any project will have a timeline of at least 2 months.
Yeah.
So we know that that's going to go on and then something else starts in a month. So that goes on for another 2 months. And so for the next 3 to 4 months, when we know things are lined up, that sort of gives us some assurity that yes, it's happening. You know,
but is that like a month thing, like a season thing? Like for music, the season starts around like November, goes on to Feb, and then it sort of fades, man. So like for the rest couple months, you're just sort of not playing gigs, not making that money. And whatever sort of chunk of money you've made in those months, you sort of sustain the entire year through that. And then you do session work and stuff like that.
Oh,
so is it the same way?
Doesn't sound like us. Also because we take a variety of projects.
Exactly. So whether it's illustration or whether it's actual animated work, and we have the collective scene and our individual scene. So like, and even amongst, like, for example, if an individual project gets too much, it's not like uncommon for someone to just take one other person's help from the studio. In which case, maybe it's not, that doesn't make it a Ghost project per se, but like, as in there's enough to go around at all times usually.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
But just coming back to your question that it's not like, it's nice that we haven't gotten into too much of financial trouble so far, but I'm sure, like, because all six of us have our own scenes going on, because essentially we were six freelancers who came together saying, like, together we can take bigger freelancers, like, we can take bigger projects where clients can rely, oh, there's a team, it's not a single guy handling the whole thing. So that helps in a way, but even in the solo scene when we don't have a Ghost project, like, in the beginning years, we were, like, some of us were, close to where we are like almost, man, we can't survive like this. But luckily, we haven't gone like fully broke and we can't do this anymore, we have to go home or whatever. Things like that, like you stop and you're off. So I guess in that case, you keep putting good work and your name goes around. So that's what, so that has helped, like you keep at it, you know. So first year we saw it was slow. Like as a Ghost, we were getting like one or two messages, like projects, like it's coming, but slowly. But when the next year started, we were like basically lots of mails used to come about our work because by that time our one film was already out there and our name's there. So I think the more time you put into it,
it shows, the results come to you because you put time and effort, and the world just shows you that, okay, in this time people have heard your name, and now they're coming to you. So it's about sticking to it.
Yeah, I guess even the tour in a way does reflect that, that you are capable of such work, so clients can approach you for similar or say that kind of
work. And I mean, all of us did come together because we wanted to make films at the end of the day. More than doing commercial projects together. That's on being an animator, you can not sustain individually for too long. Or like if you really want to expand and take bigger projects, then you need a bigger team. And you can't always rely on people who are not with you in a physical space all the time.
It is, animation is a team thing, man. I mean, solo animators exist, you know, now because there are better tools. Some people have crazy ideas.
Which is like a point that I want to get to, that something that is has become easier for not only musicians but graphic designers to the access to tools. Tools and open source software, which we know that Shaheen is like a boss at. But like generally, how has that changed the landscape for independent studios? Are you all seeing like a lot of like little like collectives coming up? Is that something that's like good for the scene? Is that something you're seeing? What is that?
Yeah, like because also a lot of you know, mangas and a lot of animes, they still stick to the traditional medium where they draw each and every frame. So, but for like me as an illustrator, having these digital softwares has really like changed the game. It just makes things so much easier, and you can turn around things much quickly, or like you know, change things, improve on things much quickly. So how has that happened in the animation scene?
So I mean, once upon a time when you wanted to make animation, you'd actually have to do your animation on paper, then take cellophane paper, then ink it on one side, and then paint it by numbers on the other side, and then stack it on your background, and then
like
put a
that.
Film camera and expose film frame by frame, send your film like to develop, and then it would come back and you missed a frame and you had it.
People from NID Ahmedabad, they came to Bombay to develop it because it didn't happen there.
Yeah, so
it
was
long
on the weekend.
How long
back? It just burned.
Right.
So
not that long back, not
decade.
Not as long back as you would
and
think. Like not a decade. I was there like practically a decade.
So
this
is
Vaibhav.
Yeah,
15-20 years
so,
back, I think.
15-20 years back?
Yeah.
Okay. Jumble up.
But so to answer the question, I think we are riding that wave of the changing tools and new tools coming in, because we also all just like learned whatever softwares we use on our own and just started doing our own thing. Someone's comfortable with Photoshop, someone's comfortable with TV Paint, someone's comfortable with open source. So we all do our own thing. I work on paper, I work on TV Paint. So yeah, it depends.
Yeah,
so
because I've seen like a live stream where, I don't know if it was you, or someone's doing like 2D animation on Blender.
I was like,
I mean, I didn't know that. And I was like, I just got into Blender because the new version came out.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I've got to try this out. And then I saw this and I was like, I'm being the way.
So in First Flight, one of the movies that is being shown is Watchmaker at times, and that is made entirely using open source software itself.
Right, yeah. Which...
So it is quite possible, and nowadays even commercial projects and all I'm making using those only. But in our system as such, there is no one puts on a restriction that ye use kar sakta hai, not.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but I want to eventually
put
them
the
into open source. Yeah.
So
after this First Flight gets over also, I've been telling them earlier also that we'll try to make one short film or something using only this together and see how we can develop a workflow.
Yeah. Has that like bled into the workflow?
We're all interested. We definitely want to like it's right up there once we finish First Flight. I mean, so like, cause I mean, open source tools are like
open and free.
Exactly, it's the best version of things. It's the best version of things. You don't have anyone we know why they're good.
Yeah.
And you definitely want to be on that side of things. So,
like, Shaheen told us that the bigger companies, the gaming companies, there are grants for the, like, Ubisoft has shifted.
Unreal Engine has those grants, right? But,
those one company
like
shifted completely
to
open
source. Supporting Blender and all more.
Right.
So getting everybody together it obviously means blending everybody's aesthetics, and like you just diversify what you can do as a studio, and just in terms of aesthetics, right?
Yeah.
So you were talking about how you want to also start, like you are also doing already feature films where a bunch of studios from around the world are collaborating. And so there's a, if it's like a feature, it's going to have a particular aesthetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And six of you combined together sort of can come together to sort of make that happen in a way, like whoever is closer to that, or like how you work together to come to that. Have you guys sort of come to a point, how do you choose what projects to take and what not to take now, in terms of like how are you pushing boundaries of the kind of work you're making in just in terms of aesthetics?
Aesthetics, we try to keep it changing every once in a while, and all, like for one project Kinara, we had Mansi Parikh, another illustrator, do the character designs and all. So when those come into play, then we can base it around that. So even if different people work and all, we have one base to look at, so it will all look similar enough in a way.
And animation is such that we have to follow one style. We cannot be in a project. We cannot be like I'll do my style and then he'll do it.
Exactly,
it will
yeah.
go haywire.
Mm.
So it's always that key one project, we approach that project in a certain way. We arrive at a style, and then that project has a distinct style, so
right.
distinct aesthetics to it.
Mm.
So that way every project is different in a...
There are rules we follow.
Yeah, so
yeah. There's
mean,
a certain brush fixed, that's how it's going
but
to
then
be.
Again, sometimes we break them, because now in the studio we're also making a stop motion film which has, you know, very like grand, beautifully made sets, which like Mandar and Sushant, like two very good artists, came down to the studio and made. That film also has a segment animated in pastel, in completely Shaheen style. So like when you start putting these things together as well, and you start celebrating that difference of style, even that can lead to interesting things.
Yeah,
but
true.
Like
yeah, yeah.
obviously they're right. Like if there is a project like Gaurav's film or Risha's film, and someone else is working in that, obviously you have to, you know, work towards that consistency.
Right.
But
for instance, right now we have finished four films, and they're all directed by different people, but all of us have worked on all the films to some capacity.
Right.
So the director decides how the film is going to look and how it's going to be, and whoever else is working on it follows those rules or instructions.
We definitely didn't get that right the first time.
The first time
we tried working together, obviously you could look at the project and like see minor inconsistencies, major inconsistencies even between shots. But like then over time, I mean, again, the more practice you get, the more you get used to each other's methods.
So has it ever, like, has there ever been a time where any project that you've got doesn't match any of your things that you're comfortable with? And then, because like right now what I'm getting is sort of, whatever you get, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I guess this fits that guy's style, and maybe he should sort of do this base layer, and then we can sort of grow on that. And so, has there ever been a time where like a brief has not matched any of your aesthetic?
Actually, that has happened once when we had
I think you have the hair. We had to make some images and all.
It was some hair product.
Checking
thing, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, we shouldn't.
Now it's coming back. It
was
so
basically a beauty
tester,
app.
Like a tester for a beauty app or something, where
you personalize what kind of hair structure you have. Basically, it was for a personal use. So the app, you tell them what kind of hair you have, what kind of skin you have, and it will tell you what products to use, something like that.
Okay.
And they wanted us to make this particular reference they had from one famous artist.
Right.
Like, aisa hi chahiye. Yeah, that's always
yeah, that was the thing. Aisa hi chahiye.
Yeah, and
every time.
And we, you cannot just copy that person. It's a very famous person. And people can see definitely ki, arey, toh uske aise lag raha
hai. That person has been copied also, and people have called out.
Recently, that person was copied by another person, and people are like,
so is this graphic designer Malika Fabre?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no,
you think I don't know them? I don't know, man. It's just
fine.
He kept saying this person.
Yeah.
This designer of note.
So basically they were like, okay, this Mallika Fabre.
And it's like one specific image by Mallika Fabre. We're like, yeah, he And then all of us are like, fine. And then we tried doing things. Each one of us made drawings.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's necessary to talk about it because this Mallika Fabre reference, you can see all around.
And then we made things and they kept saying no. No. Straight up no. And we tried, but after a point, we're like, we give up. We're not going to do
like,
it. We do not want to plagiarize it. We can't keep doing
it. As a respect to that person, we have some of our own.
Yeah.
We cannot copy it like that.
On a more serious note, like when I think largely when people come to us, they know what they're coming here for.
Right.
So like more informed clients people have actually taken the time to familiarize themselves with our work.
Right.
They are coming for something specific. So
this was a wild exception.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
this
like,
has never happened otherwise.
Yeah.
And if we feel that all our characters and our lines won't match, like he said, we bring in another artist or an animator to do the character design in the style, and we tell her or him to sort of
creative.
Make a visual language and a library for us, and then we follow, all of us follow
okay.
that animator. So.
There's a fine line between referencing to something and the client wanting exactly that thing that he's seen. And this happens all the time. Like even as a producer, like getting briefs like, oh, I want a song like this. But you make something in that vibe. And then you'll be like, no, can you change that? Can you change? It eventually boils down to exactly that track.
Yeah.
That
you just use their track.
Yeah. Just use his vibe, man.
Yeah,
so I actually want to go back to the accessibility and the usage of digital tools and how is it more helpful or works as an advantage for all. The reason I ask this is because we all know Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
So like the latest season of it, this was the first time they moved to a digital medium.
Oh.
Up until then, they were just, you know, creating...
Still
frame and
like
all of them
paper,
making every frame. So but it started looking more cartoony and, you know, a bit funny, and like the fans, there was a huge backlash and stuff, but the studio doing it were like, it helps us, you know, push out more work, plus it helps us create a lot of scenes which is not easy doing it and like by hand.
Like, did it become this puppet one, like that kind of Rick and Morty type of
No.
They actually just changed the style, and I think they changed the style, and it happened to be the same time that they switched to the tool also. Like, the style was a completely different choice, and I feel that.
Because people were complaining about
that.
Then they responded by saying this.
Yeah, so people would
come
and
come
together.
Because if the style is same, it can be digitally done in the same manner, but if the style is changing, then it's a different thing altogether.
Right. Okay.
So talking about this, how are roles divided at the studio? Like, how if
yeah,
you get
who's
it,
the
like,
who's the background artist at GoSet?
Shit. So very per project basis sort of a thing. So whenever one project comes, we'll see kya kya karna hai, who all are free, who all really want to work on this, in what capacity and all. Then we'll try to schedule it accordingly, divide work and all.
Okay.
So it's not a very
flexible setup.
Okay.
All of us do almost everything. Some people only, like there are some people who don't do compositing at all.
But there are like certain powers are divided. So Upi works very well when the script comes in. He can visualize a proper like storyboard. Visually, he can cut shots, like, you know, in the film grammar sort of a way.
Right.
So he does it very quickly. So when we are on a tight deadline, we don't discuss much about kisko animatic karna hai. Upi, like, because so it balance. So we try to go ki we balance workload around. It's not like Upi ne pura kiya aur baad mein. So, you know, because Upi doesn't handle the composite, which generally Kalp has the power of. Compositing, Shaheen does composite sometimes, me, Isha, Anwar, we also do in a way, but main, it will basically, it's an understanding ki mainly Kalp will handle the final composite to add things over.
Right.
So where Upi works more on the pre-production part and animation, and Kalp probably will do less of animation and
focus more on, give time on compositing.
Right.
Somebody will, so once, in one project, Kalpa initiated backgrounds, like hand-painted backgrounds for one
Kinara,
film.
Kinara, yeah, the film that he was talking about. The Kinara, we did the backgrounds, which were entirely in watercolor on paper.
Right, yeah.
So it depends, like if someone does some specific thing then and that works for a particular project, then it's just like hard to tell.
There was one illustration project where they wanted this anime style. So I opted ki, like I would like to do inking for this, and the others, rest of them were coloring, like they were, everybody did character designs,
right.
So roughs were done, then I inked all of them, and then rest of them colored again. So we try to divide work around according to what, see if you are interested, so sometimes people say, hey, I want to do this part, please. Like, so we are okay, we're chill like that, so yeah, you take it. So it's quite...
So Kumar, you like... When you sort of started seeing the team build, did you sort of also see individuals as like, okay, this person has a skill set that is strong that's lacking in Ghost, so insert.
See, that, again, like everybody is good at everything in this situation. I think that's what makes everyone stick together as well as they do, because like what that allows them to do is that even if they can do something, they just get excited about, see, I think we all get excited by seeing what the other person would do.
Mm.
In a certain situation, so like we're always happy to kind of just like, you know, I want to see what Anwar does in this situation, like, so it's or any such thing, so like it's really like it's quite cool that way, because like there's no particular like I just put up my hand and the compositing thing was there, like I cannot composite, like it's
and
it's
that's
out
how you found out.
Actually, yes, Monsoon Fiesta is like, I can't operate After Effects at all.
That
so,
was, I think, the first project we did together.
Exactly, So.
But, in like, were you asking, like, is there a certain department we are lacking and we need
so,
to...
So, from that point of view, for example, in-house, one major part of the process that, like, none of us are proficient with at all is sound and music.
Okay.
So that's, so that's something we always have to look outside the studio for, and do I wish that like we actually took some time and learned it, for sure, and like it would be great to be able to do it ourselves, but like the people we've worked with so far, like we've worked with Nikunj before, we worked with Troy for Wade, they're incredible at what they do, so sometimes again it's just good to like, you know, let the expert do their thing and like give them the space to...
Jeff?
And even if we knew sound design, even if we knew sound design and music, like, but we would still prefer to have...
Would we be as good?
As in right now, what happens is most of the times, all the sound designers or musicians that we contact are on this side of the country. So everything that we do is over email or over phone calls.
Right.
So we really wish that there was someone who was on our team back in Calcutta who we could, you know, every time there's a project, be like, okay, you also be a part of the initial meeting and you also sit with us and
exactly.
plan this thing.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, we had this friend of ours, Kush. So he's a filmmaker himself. He has done music. So for the early times when we were just releasing some trailers, he would... Himself has done music tracks for it. He shot the weird Wishberry campaign video also. So we have these people who we first think of when we have to get these things done. So they are free, they are busy, us pe depend karke. Then sometimes the client has like asked for a complicated piece of like a track, like an orchestra sort of a thing, which like Kush has tried, but you know, there's only so much with the available laptop tools you can do. You need a bigger setup. You know, like, till you have a studio setup, you can't, like, just recreate any sound. I guess that's what I'm assuming. That's what the friend was trying
to do. It sort of also comes down to the same thing. Like, how you said, like, someone does compositing. Someone just does plan, like, the pre-production.
Yeah.
It's sort of that. Like, it's like, what do you specialize in? You know, what sort of stuff you specialize in? Like, if someone's doing orchestral stuff, then they will sort of... Still, that they will also experiment for sure, but like you know, there's something that you are really good at, and then there's something that you also do.
Yeah, so it probably was the Malika Pafavre project for Kush, because he was struggling with it, and in the end, client was like, just buy a track, and we need this. We just did that, you know. So we go to our friends first because we want like, you know, of course, to collaborate with them, we feel nice.
Yeah.
Everything's original. The track is original. The work is, like, the visuals are original. But sometimes recently, the client just, you know, prefers available free, not free, like, we buy a soundtrack and just something
right.
like that.
Very
so.
Specific requirements.
Yeah.
Then like
but then again, like, once you do move into, like, again, if we say that, like, short films are going to be our main pursuit, then the assumption is that you want to move towards being a direction studio.
Mm.
So at that point, like, I think all of this is just very good practice to be able to articulate to people, even if they're across the country, that okay, in your language, this is what we need.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
like the more we do that, the better it gets.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
then they can do their thing, but like, in, you know, we're speaking to them in terms that they understand. So it's not frustrating for them, and it's important that they not be frustrated.
Yeah.
Like,
so
it has happened. Like, so for my film, I approached Nikunj to do sound design, and like, I mean, feedback has been amazing. People love this way he has experimented. He and his friend Noni Mouse, Radha Priya, has worked on the soundtrack for that film.
Yeah.
I went to Nikunj because essentially he's a filmmaker and I am unpaired in the music department, so I will say hey, feel nahi aa raha mere ko aisa feel chahiye, but he on
feel
the yeah since the beginning I was like, no, tell me these exact words in the field, like whichever word you say, ki idhar mere ko low lag raha, idhar mere ko ye nahi aa raha,
okay.
I understand, like, you know, rather than you try to add extra words, ki idhar rumble, even if I don't want rumble, I'm trying to add these technical words, they'll get confused.
Yeah.
So he's just like, just tell me what you're feeling, I'll, like, you know, we'll design it, we'll figure it out. And that was happening across the country, Calcutta se Bombay. So as a filmmaker, I guess he's faced these challenges where he's been told are feel nahi aa raha, and he's like, I don't know what you mean, like, or he's telling somebody else.
Right, right.
So he knows. So that was cool that he just sort of handled me as a director very easily, I hope, I guess. Like, I'm giving feedback, like, idhar bahut jyada lag raha. He's like, yeah, I get it. So he,
right.
So yeah.
So when you're talking about, obviously, like, attending films and sort of developing that culture, obviously you're here because you're apart. You're traveling for first flight, which is a tour of your animation films. Could you just like take us through like what you all want to see at the end of first flight, what you all probably want to achieve, and how has it been so far? You've done two screenings. Like, what are you taking back from doing these things apart from the funding aspect, obviously?
Yeah, of course.
What are you expecting from the people?
So, I mean, to a greater or lesser extent, like, it's how cinema started, really, just like a traveling show where someone used to just like carry a projector and set up anywhere, and like, it, to a greater or lesser extent, whether you're putting your stuff on Instagram, whether you're putting your stuff in a PVR, whatever it is, it's a greater or lesser form of the same thing. So
yeah.
Like, modern using phrases like we need to cultivate a film viewing culture, like, actually what we do need to do is filmmakers need to be respectful enough of the audience to go to the audience and say, please, like,
yeah, we
made this, and it would be great if you could have a look. So that's mainly what we're trying to do. We're trying to see, we're adding that step to the life of a short film where, like, usually you would make the film, take it to a few festivals, put it online, wait. And but adding that one step in the middle helps us. Like, for example, it brought us here, so we can do this, so we can talk to more people. We can discuss more things. They give feedback, whether it's on the film or whether it's just on generally, like, we get a pulse on what they want to see. Do they enjoy this kind of stuff? Are they responding to it? Is it lost on them? If so, what do we do about it? Like, so it's, the films exist because people are going to watch them. So being physically present as and when they're doing that is like learning like no other. So,
right.
So like, today, a person asked us, because probably that person was for the first time just to experiment came for an animated, like, chalo dekhte hain kya hai animated short film. Probably, so she saw it and she was interested, and she's like, so you guys are from animation scene, you guys know where it's at, like, what's happening in the world animation wise, but what about us? Where do we get to be in your world? Because our Instagram will give us things which we follow. Like, we love animation, so our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube knows, and it keeps giving us more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the world of animation. But for them, how do they get in? So, like Isha said, now there is Netflix, which is for everyone. Of course, you have to search for a particular thing. Netflix also algorithmizes your choices. But at least those things are there. Like a short film anthology exists of animation on Netflix now.
Right.
Amazon Prime has created beautiful animated TV shows now. I mean, so they are being daring, like that, taking that first step of trusting these beautiful ideas. And I feel it's breaking the norm of that animation is only for kids sort of a thing, because these stories are really mature.
And animation is not a genre. Like, it's so once you just bring people over to the threshold of your story, just like anyone else, they're waiting for a story to be told. So they're like, yeah, tell me.
Yeah.
So there are tons of short animated films being churned out. But again, I think first fly the toe that we're doing is like a small attempt to sort of make people watch our films. We want as many people around the country to see it. And I think people should do that more, so that we can sort of not push our films forcibly, but I'm sure, like, we got an overwhelming response. So I'm sure people do want to see films. And if there are more tours like this, more short films being screened across the country, I think people will come forward and see it. So I think if people do this, it will sort of go up eventually. And I think this is the time to be here.
Yeah.
In India, that's like, there are so many independent animators and illustrators and artists creating content. I think this is like a great time to.
And there are Indian series and films winning awards worldwide. It's not like they're just, you know, isolated from the rest of the world. If you keep, if you keep a tab on the animation news or something in India, there are animators from various colleges and institutes, or self-taught. Every day you hear about them winning awards or their films going to so many places. And yeah, it is happening.
What we definitely do need to work on, that said, is, for example, documentation,
definitely.
Platform.
Yeah.
All that stuff we could definitely afford
yeah.
to do better
yeah.
In terms of. But
which is also becoming better.
Yeah.
And like we see Instagram has just boomed everything. Everyone is now,
yeah.
is now a photographer. So the same is happening with animation as well. So since we have internet, we have a platform to share. Right. So
yeah, just take a look at what Instagram did for comics. Like the number of comics creators you just have in India on Insta, like on a
and
like,
that format of just swiping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Instagram changed it. Exactly.
Yeah, so many.
Like so many good ones out there. And
yeah.
So tell me something. How does frequency make a difference in this?
Frequency
of your films being watched, like how often, and like just the amount of time that it.
I guess
when do you stream it, and like.
I think the more important subset of that frequency would be after first flight gets done.
Yeah.
How soon can we do the next thing
exactly.
before
exactly.
it becomes
exactly.
you know.
Yeah.
yeah, as in you make a certain amount of, okay, here are some animated films, and you promise everyone, trust us, there will be more to see.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's, so, that's something obviously we're getting more confidence and more motivation to do the further the store progresses. It's just been 2 days, but like, but still we're in that position where like, okay, have to get back and make those other films as well. Like, that's.
I mean, this guy, I mean, so weird, it's a massive thing. It just got over, his finger is almost broken, I guess. And he's supposed to take rest, but because the response has been so great, I guess, he's already started storyboarding for the next film.
Right.
He can't
right.
So,
exclusive, on follow. But yeah, I mean, obviously, I guess the highlight of the tour is not to say that the other films aren't there, but I think everyone associate goes to animation with Wade, which is like the film that everyone wants to see. So what was it like finally hitting that last frame? I mean, like, it's done.
Yeah.
You take this
now.
One, you hit anyway.
I guess as young designers back in 16, when the crowdfunding was going on, we were really pumped up, even though we were back in Shishti all the way down. We were like, oh, they're doing this thing, they're crowdfunding it,
right,
it's
right,
so
right.
cool, they have all these like things you can buy off them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got over, and then we're like, Wade is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's
I see where this is going.
I mean,
yeah.
I think for mostly everyone in this
yeah.
in the scene, we're just like, wow, it's finally here now, and we get to see it in this package. So how has it been like to finally hit that full stop on Wade?
So I think it'll take a few more screenings to sort of process that it's over.
Right.
because I remember the last shot we animated, I think it was one of the sort of the water animation that he did, and then the last shot I was compositing and I finally finished. The next morning I woke up again at 5:45 and like achara laptop flap opens up and I'm like, oh fuck, it's over. What am I doing? Go back to sleep, dude. What is happening? It literally happened and I went back and I messaged him saying, dude, I woke up, I need to tell my brain to chill now.
Yeah.
And then but again we went to the, I came to the studio, we screened, we saw it on the TV, and there were like a random blank frames in between. I was like, oh god.
Now I guess, damn, did you all in 16 with that visual language, that style, and the level of detail, did you all think that it would take so long?
So Wade was a much simpler film to begin with.
Yeah.
Much simpler film to begin with. It was a short, I think four and a half minute film. It is now 10 minutes 45. So like we really shot ourselves in the
so
foot
there. There were tons of miscalculation in all aspects.
Right.
So we, whatever style you might have seen in the first trailer and so on and so forth, we like we read it from zero. And so obviously back then, no, we did not think it would take this much time. We made and saw deadlines fly right past us. Like 17 summer.
ये लोग आ रहे हैं ना तो हो जाएगा क्या?
Yeah, exactly.
And they went and क्या हो रहा है कुछ नहीं हुआ. And
no.
The next summer, same thing.
Yeah, but again, like at every point, you're just like, okay, well, now there's more done of it than there was last month. Okay, the interns came and they went, but they did good stuff. So now we can take it forward from here. So you like keep pushing that in. Sure, it feels kind of empty now that it's done. And
but how did the story grow?
So mainly once the crowdfunding was done, that's when we had a bit of pause and we were like, okay,
yeah,
crowdfunding is done, now back to the film we're making. What is the kind of film we're making and does it do enough in terms of what we're trying to say with
right.
the film
right.
So are the characters being put into enough situations at all where, you know, the extremities of the situation are apparent, or are they just a little too passive? If so, if they need to be presented with choices, what kind of choices? What are the loops in the story you want to close?
Right.
So all of that, like with some extra characters, some extra scenarios, some extra exploration of the city itself, so that you're not just teleported into the middle of it. You're like, okay, I want to discover how this city feels in the year,
yeah,
so on,
yeah,
so forth.
Even through the trailer, there's this,
yeah,
very like raw sense of understanding what the space is. Like, even if it's like a small little flyer that's half tone on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
You
yeah.
sort of see those details and you understand what that space has gone through.
Yeah.
Through it, and I guess that's why,
yeah,
it took so long.
So, yeah, all of those details to make it relatable, to make design the characters so that it belonged to that space.
Right.
All of that, we sort of redesigned all of that. The story went through more and more of layers of sort of addition, subtractions. We added tons of scenes and sequences.
Yeah,
yeah, every time they would
so,
come with
yeah.
a scene, okay, let's see this, and this is working, and this is like, do we want this? Do we not want this?
So the whole,
like,
yeah.
Even the anatomy
the,
of Tiger, I guess. They
yeah, anatomy in general. Like, so for example, the thing he said about redesigning the characters to make them more believable, because again, a very important point of the film is that when climate change does its thing, there will be a certain kind of people that get left behind.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
You know, and if you approximate them, if you you know, round off their edges, you're doing them a great disservice.
Right,
and
right.
it's very important to us that people like that get to see the film, see themselves represented on the screen. And it's been good. Like, we've seen reactions from some people who we've tried to represent, and like we wanted to be as specific as possible, and that did lead to extended timelines, yes,
but I feel like it's always a process, man. Like, whenever
yeah,
you're
yeah,
making
yeah.
a film, you start off with something, and by the time you finish it, you've sort of exploded so much,
yes,
that it grows from what you thought it is something, and then it just grows to another point where you learn about
yeah,
it
for sure.
yeah.
and explore every sort of corner of it, and then what the final product is just like, okay, this was my journey through learning this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Your journey, and then I guess the 1,000 interns that worked on that.
yeah.
their journey all put in together.
For sure, for sure.
Couldn't have done it without that.
yeah.
Most excited and hungry for I guess learning sort of, we've been just been lucky that we've had these, the interns who have come 3 years,
yeah.
I guess 3 generations of interns have come so far.
This year,
crazy. Yeah, we were intern to for him on his film. So,
but, yeah.
And they have just done great work one after another on weight to just take it to upper and upper and upper levels.
We learned a lot.
Yeah, what does one animation student take to like sort of become, to just intern at Coast Animation? Like, what do you look at?
Oh.
I don't know, when we go through, like, I think last summer there were like a lot of emails, and I think by the end of it, Shaheen and Anwar and him and all of us, we were looking at all the reels, and I think we could figure out the passion when you like even see one shot, that the love is, that love that has gone inside every frame and the drawing. And I think that, I don't know how to explain this,
and,
but...
I feel vibe.
I mean, the same goes for like when you listen to someone's music or when you taste their cooking, you can tell, okay, this person's nice.
Shaheen never let any bias come in the way. He made us watch all 130 reels.
Yes.
Beginning to end. You know, we'll watch all 130s.
Yeah,
at some point of time, you might see a spark,
something
right?
Nice, yeah.
In the beginning itself, it's a bit weird because not everyone would know how to make a good reel. They might think, "Okay, we'll put some."
And there's something lovely that he made a database of all these artists. Like in the future, if something comes up, we know who to look
like
for.
With strength.
Who's good at what?
We have kept your names. Your powers, your superpowers, your emails, your stories, everything's been kept in a database. So when we need you, we are going
we'll
to get to you. Yeah.
You'll get your letter.
Yeah.
Somehow it will come to you.
One other thing about interning at Ghost is that one thing we've always insisted on doing is nobody does an unpaid internship at Ghost. If you come to Ghost, you get your accommodation, you get your stipend, you get everything. So that means obviously like in a year we can't take too many, so that doesn't end up meaning we take a small group, and but by the end of it usually like you know everyone's very comfortable and
it's a family the family just grows every year.
Yeah.
So it's just nice.
Once in a while when people who used to intern earlier tell us, hey, can I come here again for just some random reason? We feel happy, like, wow.
Yeah, we had an intern come back after 2 years to write his graduation project. So he was just sitting there, writing, storyboarding, which is perfectly, like, you know, that makes us very, very happy.
Nice.
Like,
yeah, that's
really
nice. Say, building this little community of creatives, like, around all, at all times.
Yeah, that was,
sure.
Upamanyu's, like, I've heard him say this a lot about the space building. Because probably he felt that there are not so many comfortable spaces where he would like to go and be with people comfortable and who inspire. So then he found people around and like I guess in all of this he was one pulling force about like encouraging us ki chalo let's get together and do this. So about the creating space, that's what comes back, like find your people and the create that comfortable and happy space where you can keep.
Exactly.
So people who have applied to Ghost Animation when the Avengers of interns will be assembled. So I guess that's pretty much it. We have like obviously the final thing you'd want to know is what is in store for Ghost Animation post first flight, and are there any new things that we will see from you guys in the next year or so?
Absolutely. We have some exciting news.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
So, yeah, I mean, after the tour is over, we've sort of... Yeah, everyone has been asking us what's next. So, like, the MCU Phase 2 is sort of next. It's basically a bunch of other short films and an animated series that is next, for which we've done a lot of work already. But then it got left aside because we wanted to sort of finish what was happening at the moment. So there are about 4 to 5, 6 films which includes an animated series also. So one is Serious Window, which Upamanyu is sort of heading and directing.
Wrote many years back in Paris.
Yeah, that's the
full on mixed film that I was talking about, which is stop motion,
mixed
pastel,
yeah,
and
yeah,
cut out, and
oh,
doesn't
man.
Matter.
Okay,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
Here.
And
wow,
there's
yeah,
another. Yeah, man. There's another 2D, black and white 2D animated film, which again he's sort of developing.
And then there are the two films like Anwar.
Anwar, yeah. Anwar. Second flight will be Anwar.
Highlighting Anwar.
So yeah, two films. There's one called Fodder, based on a story by Sadat Hasan Manto.
Okay.
So that is one, and there is another, which is about two friends, like 9-10 years old friends. And it's about their friendship and the breach of friendship. That's also in process.
Okay.
Work has been done on both of them. So I hope we'll finish it in this coming year.
Yes, if we're telling you about it, the assumption is some work has been
yeah,
done.
Yeah,
on it. Like,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
just like
yeah,
when I'm
yeah,
but
well, it's coming, right?
Yeah,
second
yeah,
tour
yeah,
is coming.
There's another
yes,
animated
night
series that a lot of work has happened, and it's again a very local story, and it's based in Calcutta in the 90s when like all of us were, I think, growing up. So a lot of nostalgia, and also I've tried to create a universe where Calcutta is sort of going, is in a very supernatural setting where animals, ghosts, and
yes,
humans are sort of coexisting, and the concept of time is very different.
Right.
So yeah, like a lot of some work has been done on the pilot, but we're hoping to sort of get a larger team to sort of help us because it's a huge task. But yeah, that's next. So.
That's awesome, man. Go on.
The sixth one. Called Lala. It's about a little boy. It's based in Ahmedabad. It's a fiction about a little boy who wants to play football and for some reason isn't able to. Story sort of unfolds around that.
So again, like pulling back to what Gaurav was saying earlier, that like we're all from different places, and that's another major thing that I think we bring to the studio, like that the fact that we're all from such different places. So like especially where we're from, the things we've grown up with, the things we love, hate, are afraid of, like there's a lot of that to bring and like make little stories about. And there's so much of that like as in, and especially when someone else comes and says, okay, this is the idea I had because of these experiences which I had, you just listen and you're like, okay, how do I help? It's really exciting.
But it's crazy how just sort of being in Calcutta is guiding you in weird ways. I can sort of see
it's
a weird pattern here. Like being in a place sort of really affects you in a way where it takes your thoughts in different directions based on that place, based on just what that place stands for in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like in the beginning, I think we were talking about why Calcutta, why not Mumbai? I mean, many people have asked, like including our parents. I probably have asked.
Especially.
Yeah, why
not?
We had a motto also, ghost is not a... I hope there's no, but we were like, ghost is...
not a...
Places.
It's a people, you know, from the thought.
Right,
yeah. So wherever we are, ghost is.
Yeah.
But coming back to the point, like why not Mumbai, why Calcutta? It just happened to be Calcutta. But over the years, we realized that being away from the industry in Mumbai, the heavy industry in Mumbai, we had a sort of, I guess not loneliness, but sort of time.
Isolation, I think.
To
focus on ourselves.
Our thing, we could, like, you know, of course in Mumbai, there will be so many projects which would make us feel, ye bhi karna hai, wo bhi karna hai. And we keep doing those things. There's good money, there's good work. You know, you'll be like,
that's
like
and we still do them. We still do get projects where clients are in Mumbai and they call and say, project kal chahiye tha, abhi bana. And we're like,
and the other very funny thing is, they'll explain
show.
The project to us and they'll say, so like, when are you, can you come down to Andheri then tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Like, then we
that
have to explain to them, we're not based in Bombay.
But because of being away, we have selected our projects, like the ones we really are interested in and the client really wants us to do it. We have done those ones, which, you know, of course, commercially, financially, they're all good and things, but The ones we couldn't get to do, I'm not sad about that part because we still did something else in that time. We weren't just chilling around. So that solitude, is it? Not solitude, like the being away sort of thing, like we had our own space sort of a thing,
right,
helped
right.
us. Another thing was Calcutta being a relatively easy and chiller city. Like Bombay didn't just, the money we earned, it didn't just take away from us. Right? Calcutta. Even if we, you know, like, yeah, even if we didn't make a lot of grants, whatever we made, we sustained and we were comfortably living in that city. And the city has everything that probably Bombay has.
But what I'm talking about is the character the city has.
It's a vintage Bombay, to be honest.
Vibe it offers you. Like Bombay offers you a hectic fucking life.
Yeah.
And just this running thing. But Calcutta offers you a bunch of other things, which is because they have sort of grown up in a particular way.
They accept
art in a particular way that Bombay doesn't.
Yeah, but that's also because you've experienced Calcutta.
Yeah,
But then, like I was telling you, we live in our own little world in Calcutta. So,
sure, yeah.
But at the same time, it does affect us to the point where we are at ease or at peace in our minds. We don't have to worry about ek ghanta andheri se local leke jaane.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
All those
most
things.
Of us would rather stay away from all this crowd. When the crowded season starts, we feel...
That really makes us more productive also. I mean, we don't get tired just reaching the office.
We are fresh
by the time we are in office, and then we have the entire day.
And eventually, we want to make films of our own. And I think this gives us a... It's a good environment to be in to do that. And it's happening. It's happened, and we want to keep doing that. So, I mean, series, features, everything, we want to make all of them. So.
Inshallah, man. On that note,
thank you so much, guys, for coming.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Our first ever
nine people
episode. I don't think anyone's gonna ever attempt this anyway. So we're really glad to have all of you here.
Thank you so much for being here.
Successful, and we can probably watch Ghost Animation in cinema sometime.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to end with thanking all of our guests for coming on the show. Special shout out to Nikunj Patel for helping us script this show. We'd also like you to follow us on all our socials, follow our guests on their private socials, and Ghost Animation on Instagram. Follow us at We Are Follow on Instagram, and please make sure that you
like, share, and subscribe to our content.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye guys.
That was fun, man.
Yes.